Typically, when I think of the Lord's Supper, I often think of it in general terms. I'll say, Jesus died for everyone and bore all of our sins so that we wouldn't have to. And while this is a correct statement, I find that in generalizing, I lose my personal connection to Christ's sacrifice. The fact is that Jesus' death, resurrection, and the invitation of the gospel are all a personal message written to each and every one of us. When we partake of the Lord's Supper as a congregation, let us each examine ourselves and our own relationship with Christ. We each need to remember the commitment we have individually made to God when we were baptized. Each of us must remember that we stood and we professed that Jesus was the Son of God who came to earth and died to bear our sins so that we would not have to. We each confessed that we were sinners and that we needed to be baptized for the remission of our sins. Something I do to focus my mind and make a more personal and deeper connection is that I try to use the words I or me when thinking about the gifts that God has provided. It makes sense because only I can control my relationship with God, and only I can decide whether I will follow Christ as he has asked. These are some statements I like to say to remind me of my relationship with the Lord and to focus my thoughts. I encourage everyone to dwell on these statements because they are true for each and every person on this planet. They are, Jesus died on the cross for me. Jesus bore my sins so that I might have the hope of heaven. Jesus has extended his grace, mercy, and love to me. Jesus commanded me to partake of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week and to proclaim his death until he comes again. Galatians 2, verse 20 reinforces these statements. It reads, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is that sacrifice and relationship that each of us have with Christ we remember every Sunday as we partake of the Lord's Supper.